Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson, and thank you so much for tuning in. You may know I also have a life coaching podcast. You can find that in the health category. That show is called The Shalene Show. This show is devoted exclusively to those of you who've got grand ideas. You want to build a brand, a business, passive income online. This is the show for you. Here, I like for you to be my co-host by asking your questions. You can do that by going to shalenejohnson.com/AskShalene. And we're about to get to one of these. Well, this one's not really a question. It's more an update, which I think you're going to find incredibly useful. However, I do want to make mention because it's been on the minds of everyone, and I hope it's been on your mind as well, and that is the issue of cybersecurity. I hadn't talked much about cybersecurity and passwords and how to make sure that your information was safe and protected and that you could actually have a lock and key on your platform. I mean, because let's face it, if you've got a Facebook account and you're running Facebook ads, that becomes your income. In many cases, that's more valuable than your bank account. I haven't talked about these things because I didn't know much about them. Like most people, I was like, oh, I don't have to worry about that. I've got great passwords. I'm not someone people would target. And man, oh man, was I wrong. Not only am I someone that others might target, but you are too. Everybody is. That's why they estimate, and it's a low estimate, that over 100 million Americans have been hacked in the last 3 months. You might not realize it, but your information is out there. I brought to you several experts, and one of the experts who I've had on as a regular guest, Darren Natoni, has created this unbelievably cool, simple-to-follow checklist. These are just the basics. These are the 10 things your mom and dad have to do. These are the 10 things you need to be doing. These are the 10 things that we need to make sure our kids are doing. Like, this is basic stuff, but it's not that common sense. As embarrassing as it is for me to admit, I was maybe doing 5 out of these 10 items. And I thought we were pretty safe. And we weren't. And I've heard from countless individuals who've had their social media accounts attacked or they had their bank accounts tapped into and they didn't even know it. Fee after fee, month after month. And they didn't realize it until they checked after hearing a couple of my cyber episodes. So I would like to do 2 things. Number one, I want to celebrate Darren. I want to thank him for the hours and hours of service that he has given to my community to help update them. And I want to do that by sharing his freemium with you. You can receive his free list by going to beyondthepassword.com. Again, that's beyondthepassword.com. You'll enter your email address there and he will send to you a PDF form that it's got all little check boxes, so you can literally go through it box by box. It's a really simple list, and you can just go through and check off the boxes. It's simple to follow, simple enough that I've been able to send it to my mom and my dad, and yes, even a few of my friends who are like, yeah, I've been meaning to listen to those episodes you did on cybersecurity. I'm like, you're killing me, Smalls. So I want you to check it out. Again, you can go to beyondthepassword.com. And a big heartfelt thank you to Darren Natoni for educating me, allowing me to educate you, and also to all of my fellow podcasters who have been passing around this information to each other, and just kind of helping us all get the word out. I also want to send a big thank you out to Michael Stelzner, who has actually recently done an interview with both myself and Darren about this subject for an upcoming episode of Social Media Examiner, a podcast show I highly recommend if you're not already subscribed to it. All right, on to that first caller.
Hi, Shalene. It's Jane Wilson here from Pulpit Nation.
Now, if you're a regular listener of Build Your Tribe, you might recognize Jane's voice. Jane called in and left a message, really excited about having the best day ever, because she had decided, finally, to break away from a franchise that she had been a part of for many, many years, to do her own thing, to build an academy, and to go out on her own and create that passive income that she so desired. You could just hear the excitement in her voice, and I was rooting for her. Build Your Tribe is all about being real, right? Like, my point is, I don't want to like over fluff things. And most importantly, I want to be honest and transparent. I want people to know about my failures and my successes. Thankfully, you're the same way. And lifers, there's nothing cooler than when you are honest and transparent and share your experiences with our fellow lifers. So this is Jane explaining a little bit about how that launch of her new academy went down.
I had put together what I thought was a carefully crafted launch plan based on Jeff Walker's product launch formula. I went based on his book and his podcasts. Also, I had looked at how Brandon Bouchard does his launches, so I kind of did my own little studying with it. So I put together this plan, and I started the launch on Thursday. And I will be honest, nothing happened on the first day, nothing happened on the second day. And my heart was broken and I cried and really felt a little bit off. I went back to my plan and revamped it, changed what needed to be changed, and, you know, kind of did like a relaunch in the middle of the launch. I'm happy to tell you that as of right now, so since Saturday, I have made from my launch $560. I'm pretty happy so far. And I will tell you, every person who signed up to join my academy came from my freemium that I created when I was down in California with you. Every person who signed up for my online academy all came from that freemium list. Have a great day. Take care.
You have a great day, sister. That is so cool. I love this message. I love it for a lot of reasons. Number one, let's talk about all of the things that I think we need to take away from a message like this. Number one is that's what it's like. You know, you can't compare yourself to a Brendon Burchard or a Jeff Walker or a Pat Flynn or Chalene Johnson or Marie Forleo or, you know, just people who've been doing this for perhaps a lot longer. Number one. And number two, if you are going to compare yourself to other people, you need to compare yourself to their beginning days. Like the days when I would launch something and there were crickets. The days when I didn't have a list and there was no one to sell to. So for everyone, try to avoid comparing yourself to another person's highlight reel. Like where they are today, that's all like polished and shiny and professional. And you know, if you're going to compare yourself, you've got to look at their beginnings, because that's where we all are initially. What I love about this message is the true spirit of an entrepreneur is that she's not afraid to experiment. Fine, have your little cry. We all have those moments where we're like, I don't understand. I tried so hard. It's so good. Why aren't people buying this? It's so valuable. I've had those moments. But nonetheless, you just have to remember, okay, it's my business. So now I have the ability to fix this, to go back in and tweak it. This was an experiment. Now, if you had done that for someone else as their employee, as their franchisee, you would just feel bad. And there was like nothing you could do. You probably couldn't go back in and tweak it. But because, dude, you're the owner. You are the owner of your future, of your business. Everything you create can be fixed, can be improved upon, can be tweaked. You can experiment with it. And every single experimentation, tweak, improvement makes things better. So that's why I wanted you to hear this message. It wasn't about perfection. It didn't go so well those first couple of days. But she, you know, had a little woe is me moment and then went back in and tweaked it. And you could just hear in her voice that she's not done experimenting and is just going to get better and better and better. You, my friend, stop worrying about things turning out perfectly. As you can see, you will live through it, even if it's a bust for the first couple of days. You did it, right? Because if you don't put it out there, well, there's nothing to fix. There's nothing to tweak. Jane Wilson, you are an experimenter. And people who experiment more succeed more. That's what we know. The difference is between people who are successful and people who should be successful. You look at them and you're like, wow, they've got all these brilliant creative ideas. They're so smart. They do things so well. But 9 times out of 10, those people are kind of paralyzed, or if nothing, limited, are either kind of paralyzed or limited by their own beliefs that they need, everything needs to be perfect. Because if you feel like everything needs to be perfect and you're in control of the deadline, well, then you'll just keep pushing the deadline and pushing the deadline and pushing the deadline because it's not perfect. And if you're not experimenting, you're not succeeding. You have to experiment more. Every one of you. I want you to know that. You need to fail more so that you can succeed more. The next thing I want you to take away from this message is, drum roll, please. Oh, you know I'm just beaming. I'm smiling from ear to ear. Can you hear when I'm speaking with a smile? Because that's what I'm doing right now. It's about this. It's this one word, list, an email list. So no matter how amazing your academy is, your book, your podcast, your webinar, your latest, greatest, whatever, your product, your services, all of that, y'all, doesn't matter how good it is, it's all that much easier. Your success is that much more likely with a list. Hooray! Big round of applause with just me sitting in the studio audience. Yeah, so here's the deal. You must build your list before you launch. That's my opinion. I know that you will hear from other people who will tell you otherwise, that you can actually do a launch to build your list. But I want you to know, I think that's the hard way. I would much rather you have fun figuring out what people need, getting to know your lifer. Remember, your lifer is you, but just like 3 steps ago. So you already kind of assume you know what they need, but sometimes you're 3 steps ahead, so you're forgetting what you needed back then, 3 steps ago. That's why it's so important to build a list by doing what Jane did, and that was creating freemiums. And as she said, each person who joined her academy, they didn't come from any other source other than her own list, which means she doesn't even have to sell, because nobody wants to sell. Everybody just wants to help. Who wants to sell? Like, nobody. I just want to help people. I would like to get paid for it when it makes sense to, because I know it's valuable. I know my worth. But I don't want to sell. I want people to say, that's what I want. Can I have it? How much is it? Where do I sign up? That's fun. And you can get there if you, and it doesn't even have to be a big list. See, I don't want to give you the wrong impression that your list has to be big. Your list just has to be solid. Like, you know who they are. You've given them what they need. They have a relationship with you that's been beneficial. What you've shared with them works. They trust you. They like you. They want to know more. They want you to share the answers with them. They want you to help them. And that's exactly what Jane was able to do. And as you could hear, that those people who have bought into her academy were already on her list. They were already being served by one of her freemiums. So the lesson here, the takeaway for everyone, is to hold off on that work you're doing to write your book. Hold off on those great plans you have to build your academy and to do your first webinar and to sell your first product and to. And just think right now, how can I build a deeper, more connected community of people just like me? What can I give them? What can I serve them with? What answers can I share with them that's going to help them? And some of them are going to buy, and some of them are going to want more, and some of them will just be helped and move on, and or maybe they'll stay on your list for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And then when they can afford to work with you, they will. I mean, at every event I have, without exception, someone will walk up to me and say, I've been on your email list for 5 years. This is the first thing I've ever purchased. Or this is the first investment in myself I've ever made. Or I've been listening to your podcast for over a year. Or I've been doing your videos for 10 years and listening to your podcast for a year. And there are people out there who like you and trust you and want to do business with you. It's just not the right time for them right now. But because they're truly your lifer, you really care about them and you just keep serving them. And when the time is right, the time will be right for both of you. Jane, thank you so much for those follow-up messages. Super helpful. And the takeaway, let's just recap. The takeaway is all of us need to experiment more. All of us need to create deeper, even better freemiums. We need to figure out how to get those in the hands of the right people. The right people are just like you, but 3 steps ago. So you've got to think back on where you were before you had the solution, what you thought the problem was, what you believed you needed. Because a lot of times when you're in it, like you're in the middle of a challenge, what you think is the problem and therefore what you think you need are actually quite different from what it is you need. So you got to think about, like, what does the average person think they need and what do they actually need? So for me personally, I know that most entrepreneurs think they need better social media skills. And what I know they need is to create better freemiums and to grow a deeper relationship with their community, their lifers. That's it. Aren't you proud of me? I literally did it today. I did it. I kept it brief. I tried to be bright. I sure hope I was fun. And the shocking news is I am now done. Love ya. Mean it. Talk to you soon. This show was brought to you by the Courageous Confidence Club. Now, because I know you're already interested in how to build your own freemiums, what it takes to build a list, I want you to know that I do offer this incredible course on helping to remove self-doubt. But if you're like, I don't have any self-doubt, I'm plenty confident, but I'd still like to see exactly how you put this thing together and what goes into it. Like, how are you going to ask for my email address? And once you have my email address, Shalene, what am I going to get? And what do the follow-up emails look like? Well, if you're interested for that reason, I'm cool with that. That's how I learned to put my best stuff together, is by opting into other people's lists and seeing what they offer. So if you'd like to do it just for those reasons, that's totally cool. I'm happy to share my answers. In fact, you don't even have to go anywhere or write anything down. From your phone, even while you're listening to me right now, you can just hit the home button, right? And then tap on the app that you use for your messages. Your text messages. You can still hear my voice. Isn't that crazy? The podcast just keeps playing even though you're now on your message app. Now that you're there, just type in this number. You ready? 949-565-4337. It's going to be in the show notes too, just in case you didn't write that down. But again, it's 949-565-4337. And then just send this single word, confidence. And you'll get an immediate text message reply back from me. Now, what we're using to do that is a system called Fix My Funnel. But most of the major email providers offer a form of text messaging just like this. And I really like it. I don't know about you. I don't use it for everything, but I use it on my podcast because I find that people who listen to podcasts are a lot like me. We're listening and not necessarily taking notes at the same time. We're on our phone, so it's just really easy to use a text message opt-in. What that's going to do is send you a link directly to your phone via text message, and I will give you instructions to click on the link to watch a free video about how to remove self-doubt and feel more confident. That will then, as you can assume, put you in an on my list, and you will then receive a few follow-up emails. If you don't want to receive those emails, unsubscribe, no problem. I just want you to see what it looks like. You know, because sometimes the easiest way to get yourself started is to look at what someone else has done, figure out what you do like, what you don't like, tweak it, put it out there, and then what? Yeah, experiment, fix it, make it better, change it, but you just got to get it out there. And sometimes it's easier just to look at what someone else has done, to take their idea, tweak it a little bit, and make it your own. So I encourage you to do that. I hope that you enjoy it. And who knows, maybe you will actually join me on one of my live webinars regarding confidence. In the meantime, I just want you to know I'm here for you. I am with you on this journey. We are lifers together. Thank you so much for your trust. It really means the world to me. I'll talk to you soon.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.